COVID is ravaging Brazil. Hospitals running out of oxygen. Deaths rising because of new COVID mutations. Today, the UK, already struggling with its own highly contagious variant, banned nearly all travel from South America. I went to the UK's main sequencing lab near Cambridge, leading the world in hunting for variants. Robots here select COVID-positive tests gathered nationwide. The virus is fed into machines that reveal its genetic code and if the code has changed with a mutation. Dr. Naomi Park manages operations.
How often when you run these sequences do you find anomalies?
It's just a normal part of evolution. But I guess variants that come up which become more alarming are really quite rare.
Are Americans looking for variants and mutations closely enough?
I'd have to say no. It's not nearly sufficient to be able to be doing the real-time surveillance and monitoring of these variants as they arise.
So Americans might not know the real kind of variants that they're facing?
No, it might be they only realize once they see the effects of it, and that is certainly too late.
The variants identified so far do not appear to be more deadly, but since they are more transmissible, overwhelming hospitals and causing more deaths. Richard Engel, NBC News, Cambridge.